Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
Too cold outside. People in Nashville can't drive. Tickets are too expensive. My feet hurt. My favorite team blows. This is my primary complaint with a Midday 180.
This is a foolish attempt by me, because my primary complaint involves some reading. So I was going to propose to Reed that he find some sort of music that fills in when I go turn off my mic in the middle of anything I'm reading. He could just play the music as a bed while I cough, and then I'll come back. But whatever, you're the fantastic producer who brought me this hearty cider. My primary complaint, I'm just going to read to you this article, Dateline Dublin. This was at the end of November, but I've stashed it. Dublin, from the Associated Press. A death notice for a soccer player was posted in a local newspaper. A game was postponed. Teams across the league held a minute's silence. Soccer clubs in the Leinster Senior League in Ireland united over the weekend to honor the memory of a player who was thought to have been killed in a traffic accident last week. Turns out it was all one big mistake. Amateur team Ballybrack FC has apologized for, quote, a gross error of judgment after falsely reporting that one of its players, Fernando Nuno Lafuente, died on Thursday. Lafuente is, in fact, still alive, the team said.
And they complain and complain and complain.
He lives.
Hey, that's got to be nice. Like, if you mistakenly thought I was dead and I knew you had a moment of silence for me, I'd feel good.
What a bonus. So many primary complaints I could use today. It could be the idiot Tennessee fans who cannot read what Doug Matthews said and somehow are taking things from our quotes that we sent out that Doug never even said. It could be for the guy who tweeted me today saying we should change primary complaint to primary compliment every week. That could be one of them also. It's neither one of those, though. My primary complaint is for people who use the word butthurt over and over again. Here's my experiences with that term. People who constantly accuse other people of being quote-unquote butthurt are the most disappointed, sad, lonely, dejected, and dare I say, butthurt people on planet Earth. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
They've also never tried butt chugging, which Chad says is very pleasurable.
And doesn't hurt at all.
Feels good. And wait till about 5 minutes after you do it. It really feels good.
Doesn't even take that long, according to Chad.
Just ask the Pikes.
Immediate results.
Remember, it's broke.
Scotch. My primary complaint, and let me preface this by saying, Steph Curry admitted that by saying he didn't believe we landed on the moon would stir up talk just like I'm doing right now. I admit that. But for all of the skeptics, and there are skeptics with everything out there, you know, Kyrie Irving on Flat Earth, Steph Curry now says we didn't land on the moon. Skeptics with anything, especially when it comes to space. Aliens, for instance. People that believe in aliens. I listen to the experts who stare at the sky for a living. Neil deGrasse Tyson, for instance, an astrophysicist. Does he believe we landed on the moon?
Well, of course we landed on the moon. What? So consider what it would take to actually hoax a landing on the moon. By the way, we went to the moon 9 times. Okay, so we'd have to hoax not going to the moon 9 times. Okay, Apollo 8, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17. 9 times we went to the moon. 2 of them, they went around the moon and came back, didn't land. But we'd have to fake that. Do you realize what that would take? It would be so hard to fake a moon landing, it's easier to just go.
That is Neil deGrasse Tyson. I will take his word for it, a guy who studies this on a daily basis, than a guy who won't even take NASA up on the option to go touch a moon rock in Houston when the Warriors visit there on a road trip. That is my primary complaint.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain and complain.
That's a great clip. A really good clip. Here's the other thing. And I say this about Area 51 and aliens having landed and all of that. We are not a secret-keeping people. Okay? The guy who shot Bin Laden, could he keep it a secret despite the fact that he's supposed to keep it a secret? No. He's written a book. He's been on Howard Stern, yada, yada. The amount of people it would have taken to fake all those moon landings, there's no way all of them would have kept their mouths shut. Same with aliens and all of that stuff. If something big has happened, someone's talking.
And in the day and age of cell phones and video, it's always grainy footage of the UFO flying across the sky.
Very grainy.
All these cameras pointed
up. Bigfoot.
No one ever captures it except for the farmer out in the middle of a field. Not anyone in New York City or anyone with a camera looking at the sky.
Now, ladies and gentlemen,
I'm skeptical of the skeptics, which is kind of where Reed's going, I think. No, he's not. He's going way off base here.
We give you David Reed.
Yeah, no, no one with a gun and good aim ever sees Bigfoot. That's kind of ironic.
Exactly.
So my primary complaint is council member Sharon Hurt, who has submitted a proposal to rename the Nashville International Airport. First of all, Ms. Hurt, you may not know this. A lot of people ask, why is the Nashville Airport called BNA? That's because it already has a name. That stands for Berry Field, Nashville. It was named after war veteran Harry Berry. He received the Army's Distinguished Medal Award of Valor for things that he did in World War I. A Nashville native, spent many years working in the WPA, was head of putting the airport out there where it's at right now. But no, that's not good enough for Ms. Hurd. She thinks in this celebrity-obsessed society that we need to rename it for a self-aggrandizing, crack-smoking media mogul who has, quote-unquote, ties to Nashville. That, of course, being Oprah Winfrey. And I know a lot of people are saying right now, Oprah Winfrey, she's from Nashville. Well, she was born in Mississippi, spent her childhood bouncing back and forth between Wisconsin and Nashville. Yes, she graduated from high school in Nashville. She went to TSU. When's the last time you actually really heard her talk about Nashville? When's the last time you actually saw her in Nashville? In fact, we're talking about a person who owns residences, not property, residences in 7 states in 1 foreign country. And guess where none of those residences are? Nashville, Tennessee.
And they complain and complain and complain and complain. And
Chad,
complain.
You get a car. And Paul, you get a car. And I get a car. Doug Matthews gets a car. David Reed, you can stay driving your pickup truck, okay?
Amen to that.
I must admit, I did not know that history on the name of the airport, because I thought we were BNA, because NAS is NASA in the Bahamas. And I just thought, I don't know, in my head, I thought there was already an NAS. I didn't know what it was, but that because there's an NAS already, that we were BNA, like they have to create a way for you to like
put the initials in there somewhere.
A and we're B.
They couldn't use ANA because that's Anaheim.
Right. So, you know, there's some reason they come up with the codes the way that they do. But also, I am vehemently against things being named after living people. Is that so wrong? I want you to be dead. Then we can think about naming something after you. Not even dying, dead. We name things after, and not even recently dead. Like dead for a while.
You want them to be dust.
Yeah, and then we name things after you after there's some history. After you're part of history.
What about presidential libraries?
Well, presidential libraries are
named after someone living.
Yeah, but you're kind of doing it yourself.
You're funding it yourself.
You're funding
what
it.
About,
your people
what about
are
George
doing
Bush
it.
International Airport?
I don't love it. I don't love it. Well, I want things to be after your death.
It's funny you bring both of those matters up, because this has to be submitted to the Nashville Airport Authority. They have the final say in
how
these
matters.
How
do I matters. Get on that?
And
I'd like a seat on
their
that.
Policy is you have to have been deceased for at least 2 years, and you have to have worked in the airport industry or had significant influence in aviation. So I don't think Oprah.
So George W. Bush had significant influence in aviation in that he flew planes in the war.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's reasonable, at least. Dead for at least 2 years, I would raise that to 20.
You know what I'll take?
Anyone second my motion?
If Oprah wants to fund a big portion of this project and make our airport the best in the country, I'm all for her having her name on the airport.
Yeah, she's got the funds. We know that.
You could even broaden your complaint, Reed, to small-time politicians who do outlandish, dumb things for attention. Like, who's the person that some metro councilwoman?
Sharon Hurt. She's a member of the council at large. She doesn't represent her actual district.
I would never know who that person is.
Right.
If I didn't see a headline come across where she's proposing that the airport be named after Oprah Winfrey.
Though I will say,
and this stuff happens all the time with small-time politicians.
I will say, don't shoot down council people at large, because when my local council person wouldn't give me the time of day to fight John Rich, I found the councilman at large named David Briley.
What did David Briley get done for you?
Well, he fought.
You moved.
He fought for
you. He returned a call.
Well, nothing happened.
Yeah, well, because the rest of the council people were idiots, not because David Briley was. He fought for me.
You think he fought for you?
I know he fought for me.
My point.
I know he fought
David
for me.
David Briley had no power to make anything happen.
He tried.
Because nothing happened.
He tried.
Doesn't matter.
The rest of them were idiots. Berkeley Allen, I believe her name was.
You are a results-oriented guy. Nothing happened. My point is,
he tried. I'm an effort-oriented person,
too. This is another small-time politician like David Briley at the time who's doing something for attention, and it's dumb. Not that him trying to help you was dumb, but that's what they do.
No, the people who were trying to help John Rich were getting the attention. They were on the Oprah Winfrey side.
I'll get behind the small-time politician who was trying to have daylight savings time full, right?
Except that guy was so confused. He said we'd be 2 hours away from Atlanta. The guy we talked to on the interview was so confused. I'll be behind the politician who understands daylight savings time and wants it to work.
Paul's going to run for office is what I'm hearing.
Just on that. I'll be like Howard Stern when he ran for governor. I'll have two issues. After I get those accomplished, I'll quit.
Lebowski, lead us off.
Gentlemen, how are we doing today?
Excellent.
You know, I feel like that they should just go ahead and name the airport after Kid Rock. I mean, he was an apology for the whole debacle with the Christmas parade. And I mean, after all, his career has been dead for over 2 years, so why not?
Someone tweeted us and said they should name the long-term parking lot after Oprah Winfrey.
Hey, props to Kid Rock, though, for paying off the layaway at that Walmart.
Kid Rock International, KRI, could be our new airport.
All right, I'm going to tear apart this city and their use of construction and utility repair time. It's obvious that Nashville is a long way off from coming up with any kind of long-term solution to our travel woes. Get that. We all sit in traffic. We all hate it. I don't understand why Nashville allows contractors to repave roads and allows NES to do major utility work in the middle of the day, especially around rush hour. I live in the Green Hills area. Make all the jokes you want. It's bad enough having to deal with drivers who are running stop signs in their Teslas on autopilot surfing Instagram without having to deal with a street that's being repaved at the corner of Glen Echo and Hillsboro Road, already one of the worst roads in Nashville. And I'm sitting in gridlock traffic for 20 minutes, 300 feet from my front door. What? I don't understand why this is happening. It is time for utility companies and construction workers to have to work at night when there is no traffic. When you go into Kroger in the middle of the day, they don't restock the shelves at 2 p.m. You know why? Because you get in the way of everybody. Just make the rule and get it over with.
And supervise it. Supervise it.
Amen.
Good prayer.
Lebowski always gets right to the point. I love it.
Read your thoughts.
We were talking about running for office. I've been trying to craft my platform, and my platform for governor would be from border to border, from Kentucky to Alabama, from Memphis all the way up to the Tri-Cities. Every interstate in Tennessee will be at least four lanes wide. I want to add to that the daylight savings time, and I want to add to this based on Lebowski's call, that if there's construction going on in the state of Tennessee that the city or the state is responsible for, there will be 3 8-hour shifts working all day to get the things done.
May I amend that? You need four lanes coming out of Memphis. You don't need four lanes going into Memphis.
Paul always has to get that shot in. It's a good shot.
Catfish Jake is next. What's up?
Jake, first, which catfish is killing which catfish in the tank at Bridgestone Arena?
Well, I think the one that should have been named Jake is obviously the predatorial one. He's obviously the alpha, so he's probably the one doing the damage.
Congratulations on your victories.
Hey guys, so I don't really know this guy. I know he trolls or whatever me on Twitter. But Rick Merritt is my primary complaint. As you guys know, especially this time of year, like I try to help Last Minute Toy Store get the word out about the how we try to help kids and do all that kind of stuff. It's a great deal. It's not me. It's a whole deal of good people doing good stuff. Well, this guy the other day snags a tweet of mine about the Last Minute Toy Store. Shows me that I misspelled a word, and I was like, yeah, well, you know, I was trying to condense it for spelling. And he said, well, you got your hashtag in there. If you don't like me and the catfish deal, I get it. A lot of people don't like it. It's ignorant. What I did was stupid. There's a lot of other stuff you cannot like me about, but coming after me on Twitter, over hashtagging catfish Jake, the simplest thing for you to do, Rick Merritt, is to unfollow me. That's probably the easiest thing you could do. But, as usual, when you do this to people on Twitter, when you invite them to meet you in person, to talk about the issues they may have, they don't show up. So
block him and mute him. I did so a long time ago. The guy's a tool. All he wants is his name on the radio, and you just gave it to him. So that'll be the last time his name's on this station.
Okay, my bad.
That's all right. I know he gets his name. He used to get his name on a teeny tiny station you could get at if you used a coat hanger as an antenna.
You said it well, Catfish Jake.
Yeah.
What's funny about
that? We'll see you at the Last Minute Toy Store.
It's always funny to me. Like they're occasionally, I will snap back, so to speak, at someone who just constantly tweets me negative things. Like there's never one thing that's not even neutral. It's all just attacks, attacks, attacks. And you finally respond, and then it becomes a, oh man, this is just Twitter.
Yeah,
like you respond like, hey, do you know me? Would you like to meet and we can discuss our issues in person? And the moment you ever bring that to those people, they immediately respond with, hey, man, it's just Twitter. I don't know what you're getting. Yeah, what are we going to do, fight? Oh, we're going to fight now? It's just Twitter, man. And I'm like, come on, coward.
Still waiting for the second episode of that podcast to drop,
come on,
bro.
Colin.
Yeah, that was a great podcast.
Aaron is next.
Podcast was damaging to some.
Got people fired.
How we doing, everybody?
Great.
Good, good. So my primary complaint, I just like to preface this with I do follow traffic laws. But the pedestrian crosswalks, I just like to give a service out to everybody. I'm not saying you have to break out in a full-on sprint when you get in one of these, but let's step it out. We need to move with a purpose. I've discovered there's a couple different types of people. You're either too cool for school and walk slow on purpose, or you know what you got to do and you just get across it. Or what happened to me the other day, somebody that has no clue that their actions affect others. And this couple walked into the crosswalk, stopped a stranger walking the other direction, gave them their cell phone, and asked them to take a picture of them. Then when the person gave it back, they held up their index finger for the international wait a second symbol and made sure it was a good picture. I've been frozen in fear before. I have never been frozen in anger, and I did not know what to do.
Was there a beautiful backdrop?
No. Here's the other thing. The backdrop was the Nashville Star. It was that little train depot drop-off, and I don't know.
It's lovely there this time of year.
I don't know if you compare it to, like, the Orient Express or what. I'm sure there was a murder on the Nashville Star at one
time. Chad used to ride that train.
But
all aboard.
Yeah, but this is pretty bad, and just get across there and don't waste other people's time if we're going to stop for you. And PK, I go with you. Don't block the box. I say don't block the walks.
Should have put it neutral now and revved it a little bit.
I'm always reminded of the Jerry Seinfeld comedy bit where he says in New York City, when people honk the horn at people walking on the crosswalk, they give the faux hurrying.
Yes.
Like they start moving their arms, but they're not really walking any faster. It's like, I get it. And they're really not moving any faster at all. That's the way I feel every time I come to a crosswalk.
So I stopped by the toy field last Tuesday after I got off, and I was walking through the crosswalk there. The one that has the big sign says state law, yield to pedestrians. I was two steps off of the sidewalk and had to step back because there was a car speeding through there. A Metro Police person. Forced me back through the crosswalk because he was violating the state law, because apparently where he had to get to was more important than me getting into toy field.
He was pulling me over for looking at my maps on my phone.
Hot donuts.